It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. And we are live with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, music from Philip K, Divine Encounter, as we say good evening to the host, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Bang, bang, live, VOB 92.9 FM every Saturday at 6:30 p.m., 6:30 p.m., Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, you know, is Discover or enlighten you to greatness each and every time. People from all walks of life. We're gonna have on the Zoom all these some people who are doing a community venture, you know, to raise funds for the community. And you know, through my new job, is not a job quite something that I would do for absolutely free that I've been doing. But through my new role now with the National Peace Program, you know, working with the National Peace Program as the field coordinator, Ollie, as you will know. Most Bajans might not know, as yet, responsible for everything that happens in the field, in every single community. I'm responsible to go in every single community. I have my change agents who work in all communities, find out what the people want to do, what the communities want to do. As long as it's positive and legal, we supporting it. Any project, especially the young people. So what you're doing is taking away the excuse. You know, before my young people got opportunities, you know, it's what you want to do. If you want to do video gaming, if you want to make dresses, and care what it is, you want to do music, if it's something to do with science, art, it could be an adventure club. I don't care what it is, I can come and support it. You know, you got the power now to take it to my team, take it to my director, shout out Akil Daly, and shout out to Minister Lane. I got the power now to take it to the team and get approval and get the support and funding that you may need. And I'm extremely thankful for that. So follow the National Peace Program on all social media platforms. National Peace Program on all social media platforms. And I don't care what it is you want to do, as long as it's legal and positive, hit the National Peace Program and we're supporting it. So we're gonna talk to some people who got community venture going on, and we got Philip K music in the building, Ollie. This man got so much music, and I bet you today we can wake up a lot of VOB listeners to him. I can also bring him on 95.3. I got my radio show over there Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, thanks to the great Starcon Network team for giving me these platforms to do what I love doing. I don't take it for granted, but I can also blaze him on there because, you know, it's gospel music, it's uplifting music. But as good as the bashment and the action music that we love, as good as that or better. But the messages are so important. So Philip Kim is the artist that you can make sure he blaze. I want Barbados to take a listen, or they want you to see like a next tune. Blaze it, let everybody hear it.
I tried to stay away, but I cannot run away
bad. That was bad. Philip K. Music. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, Sluggy Dan.
How things, man?
Cool, man. It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for the honor. This is an opportunity.
Man, dropping that bombs, boy.
That I appreciate. Man, yeah, give thanks, man.
Man, how has been the journey so far? When you hear the music and you hear the finished product, the product that come out, how good it feels after you going through this journey, bro? How good it feels to hear a product like this?
Bro, it's...
Because I know you're in start, so...
Yeah, it's surreal, to be honest, start, because... So. All of these songs started in my bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to see it in flesh and to hear it in flesh and to see the response of those who've been impacted by it, man, is a surreal experience. So I'm very grateful. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and forward from here.
Nice. I love forward. It. So how long has been the journey, man? How long have you been actively?
Just over 7 years in the music industry, but hidden. I guess this is the only now that I am surfacing, as they would say.
Yeah.
But everything in the Lord's timing, I think the timing is good. You know what I mean? So look up for the name more often. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Why you decided this type of music, these messages in music? Because we listen to all the tune and is the message obviously the content is not the same. But it's only if the end road you're going to is the same.
Correct.
It's to the conscious effort to only put out certain content.
Right. Yeah.
Like why? Where that comes from?
So my desire and love for the Lord Jesus, that's the heart of all of my music, to be honest with you. He is the reason that I have the talent. He's the reason that I do what I do. So everything that you hear me say was from that foundation, and I can't stray away from that. That is who Philip K is, behind the shades and the locks. My heart is to serve him. So, that's the essence of this first album, and the albums to come.
Now, I like that. No, after starting just over 7 years ago, how you arrive already at saying, well, listen, I need to put together an album. Was it only because you had a lot of music? That was the only reason? Or was it a deeper reason for the album?
When you spend time with the Lord reveals certain things to you, and I think that was the time. True. When I can tell you exactly. So
yeah.
In 2021, that was during that lockdown period of COVID.
Yeah.
Obviously everybody inside, you got the time and you're obviously not doing as much outside as you would before.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, the Lord gave me the impression to release an album. And not just to release an album because you can have a listening party, but to have it in the form of a concert. Now, at that time, I was like, this don't make sense because maybe a lockdown, that don't really make sense, right? But it all made sense coming to the beginning of this year where I was nudged even further to present this body of work. Because, yes, like you said, he's got music put down.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
But these songs were put aside specifically for this album, but I just never knew what the timing of it was. And then the opportunity came, so I believe that now is the time for this release.
So starting 7 years ago, what was your first dream then, if it wasn't being an artist? You're young, primary school. Then in the secondary school, what was your dream then if it wasn't this?
My music was always a thing, right? Because growing up around my boy, shows up the Red Boy music. My brother, he always had some form of music playing in the house. Now, to give you a background story, right? I'm a PK, a pastor's kid. So growing up in that house, so there was music, but he introduced me to different genres, to expand my knowledge of what
music is. Big brother?
Big brother, yeah.
Oh, he let me hear everything.
Everything. So he exposed me in a good way, in a safe environment,
Yeah, yeah.
But that was always a thing. I really wanted to be an architect.
You
know what I mean?
Music derailed that?
Not derailed, but music took me in a different path. You know what I mean? So when I first was introduced to Fruity Loops, I was like, you can make music from the computer, so that's sick, boy. Because I don't ever see it, right?
Feel like a cool video game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I started to dabble in that as a little man, mm-hmm. probably like 13 years old or something. So then over the years, just developing that ear. Then at school, I was a part of the brass mm-hmm. section.
Oh, you playing with trumpet?
Cornet. Yeah. Shouts out to Blackman. Mm-hmm. I remember Ryan? Being from Dar Jordan.
Ryan Blackman.
Yeah. So I remember sitting and observing my friends practice, mm-hmm. and it was always in the sessions. Mm-hmm. Man said, listen, hold that cornet and play, because you hear all the time, play that there. So that foundation was important for me to understand what music is.
Music is always there lingering along.
Always there lingering, so. Yeah, man.
But nice. I love it. When we come back, Ollie, I want to ask him the pressures of being a PK, pastor's kid, if he had that pressure growing up, and if sometimes he just felt well to, you know, to hell with all of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't want this pressure. I want to ask him about that experience. But before that, we can play a tune. Mm-hmm. After we come back, we can ask our guests on the Zoom, and they have something coming up called Wonderland. And we can speak to them about Wonderland and community, and why are they doing this for the community, and what does community really mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we can play this Philip K.
Run big over, one. Philip.
That's it. Let me get it. Run it.
Yeah. What I never come from an empty well. So the source of life, it must indwell inside of my soul for the life to swell. Up from the ground, which then propel me to walk upright, so it must repel. No desire for light and Dr. Gel. So to the dry land, I say farewell. I say farewell, I will. No longer stand here, I will thirst and hunger after the righteousness of my Father. And I will surely be filled to the brim, oh Lord, this is my desire. And Lord, when you pour, don't measure. I want to rise to the top, don't ever stop. I need you now more than ever. Jesus, fill my cup till it run over. Just come pick me up, Jesus, fill me till it run over. Oh yes, running over, Jesus, fill me till it run over. Desperately needed your presence. I want to be in and breathe it. Even if the world call me loco, I will stand unashamed with the same glow. Oh, ecstatic, call me Christ fanatic. Anything you say, Lord, that I will do it. Can't back down from the call, no. Lord, wherever you send me, I will go. Oh, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear, cause you never leave me in a mess. You're running your staff, I hold in front of me chest. You take me your people from me, Lord is the best. You are not my head with oil. From the brand straight down to the soil. My cup overflow, now everybody know. Jesus, fill my cup till it run over. Just come fill me up, Jesus, fill me till it run over. Oh yes, running over, Jesus, fill me till it run over. Just come fill me up, Jesus, fill me till it run over. Till it run over.
Yes, my man sounding good. I loving it. The music sound hip, the music sound modern, but it's still got messages that of all ages, all standards can listen to. You know what I mean? It sound like something for everybody. It sound like a song that you could put on and the whole family could enjoy it. And I guess that we want. You want music that feel timeless and ageless, and it feel timeless and ageless, right. which is a good thing. Philip K music. We're all even talk to our guests, because you sure beat Philip K being a, you know, being a man of such positivity and pushing positive music, we could hear why our good friends what they want to do for the community.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure we're going to be hearing a lot more of Philip K's music on the radio too.
Yeah.
In terms of feedback that we've been getting.
Yeah.
Sluggy, you've put me here on the Zoom. I've got five people on your Zoom chat.
Five? What?
Five people.
I love it.
I'm sure they're ready to tell us about this fantastic community fundraiser.
Yeah, we can talk at all, man.
That's going on.
Let me introduce yourself then, Ollie.
Sure, no problem. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
What's going on, my friends? I'm seeing a poster here with a big community fundraiser called Wonderland. So if you don't mind, introduce yourselves and tell us all about it.
So we are the Wonderland Committee. Mm-hmm. On the committee, we have Kevon Bavel, we have Nakisha, and we have Shanika, and myself, Kian. This event started as just an idea, any normal idea you would have. And we were thinking, how could we do something for our community? How could we give back? How can we uplift our younger youth that are coming, under us? You know, things are hard. And when things are hard, children tend to get discouraged. And we don't want that to be our reality, because human resource is one of the greatest resources that a country can have. And so we want our youth to feel like they have a future, to feel like they have someone to depend on, somewhere to lean on, and not feel neglected. And that's how this event came about.
So where did you all come from? One place, one community, one neighborhood?
No, we did not. We did not come from one place, one community. This was actually something that Kevon started out with an idea, and then subsequently, we reached out to him to help further that idea of his so it can become a reality.
Fantastic. So tell us all about what's going on. I'm seeing a poster here with a big event going on. Where is it? It's called Wonderland.
I hope can we support.
Yes. So Wonderland is our community fundraiser. Mm. It's happening at St. Martin's Pasture from 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. on Saturday, September. Yes, at St. Martin's Pasture, St. Philip.
Give any date again?
Happening from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 16th of September.
Nice.
Yes. There is an admission fee. Kids are $3 and adults are $6. This admission fee is to help generate more funds so that we can do more outreach programs. You know, we hope to continue this for years to come. We would like to thank our sponsors and so many other people who have reached out and come to aid us to make this idea that became a dream a reality.
So this is next week, Saturday the 16th. And tell us about this dream, because I'm hearing you mention Kevon's name. Kevon, tell us about your idea, how it started, and tell us how it's looking.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hear that. Good night to you, my brother.
Hi, good night.
Yes,
hi,
please.
Ollie. Hey, Sluggy.
Yeah, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
We good, man. We here. We cool.
Yeah, okay. So my thing is, how I started this out is because I usually assist a small group of families around school time and, well, mm-hmm. throughout the year as well. I assist them with funds for school, back to school stuff, and yeah, otherwise. So I just think that I should have done this even more bigger and better, because I want to assist more families, because there were persons reaching out to me in connection with the persons that I help, and they wanted more assistance. So I said, you know what, all right, let me see where I can go with this and who I can get to come on board in terms of sponsoring the event, etc. I would say that it was a bit difficult getting sponsors, but I do, I'm grateful for the ones that we do have on board right now.
You still need people to come on board.
We definitely would need more sponsors to come on board. Actually,
things happen.
Yeah. So who has assisted so far is told by Ken.
Nice.
We have Luxury Exchange, the Inline Group, Sewing World, we have Orchids Creations, mm-hmm. Flyers, Low Wings, Platinum Cuts, the Ralph Lauren Store Inline Group, mm-hmm. Barbados Workers Union, Madam of London, Soul Addiction, Hair by Dees, Under the Covering Rentals, There was a guy, Charles Vanderpool, and Fast and Reliable Taxi Services. But we are taking as much donations as we could. As I mentioned before, it doesn't have to be monetary donations. If persons wish to donate backpacks, shoes, stationery, whatever that they could assist with, we would appreciate it. Yeah.
So Kevon, I heard you mention initially that when you said you were helping people before, how did you do that, sir? You did this on your own?
Yeah. Well, this was coming because Slaggy would know that I run a few businesses. This would be coming out of pocket. I would actually go to supermarkets and purchase stuff and give to these families. Well, it was like only a group of five families that I would assist, and yeah, they were very grateful, and I would help them with back to school stuff for the kids, to purchase uniforms, shoes, and different things like that. But as you know, COVID came down and things got a bit tight, so I just did like the outreach and tried to get persons to come on board to assist us.
What is the ages again? Give me the age range that you're targeting again.
3 to 15 years old.
But hold on, Kevin. How old are you, sir?
I'm 24 years old.
Because you sounded young, and at such a young age, you've seen the need, the necessity to help people. I must commend you, sir. And I really hope Barbados gets on board. I mean, $3 and $6 for admission is nothing.
What we are doing, sorry not to cut you, any funds that we do make from the event, we are actually turning over to assist kids. It's not only for kids in the community of St. Martin's, but outside of St. Martin's as well. We are looking to assist them in any way we can, because we know, like Kian had mentioned, there are some families that do find it hard to get like breakfast, food stuff, and those type of things to send the kids to school. To give them a healthy breakfast, you know, something to eat when they get home and stuff. So we are looking to be able to assist kids in all those different ways and families as well.
Yeah, what I am going to do on Barbados, I want Barbados to support this. 4341790, this youngster is 24 years old. Philip K is a youngster as well. Philip K is around the same age as this youngster here. You know, you ain't losing my features yet. But like to see the young people doing positive things all, you know what I mean? I feel blessed by today's show, you know, positive music, only positive messages, and this group of young person doing this positive work. What I am gonna do for this group, I'm gonna make sure you all send in something to the National Peace Program. Ollie, I can make sure them register this activity as like an adventure activity, you know, outreach. For the youth, make sure we support it, make sure we sponsor it. The Prime Minister, give us the power and say she want positive, fun club activities happening all over the island, and she's supporting all as long as it's positive and it's legal, she's supporting it. Minister Corillian came on my radio show Tuesday night, and he announced as long as it's legal, all in is positive, he will support it. And it's my responsibility, you know, to support things like this, so I can say on air publicly, I can make sure we support this, make sure these get some of the funding that they need to support this. Again, stamp my name behind that, so you all got my support and the support of the National Peace Program for sure. We can see how we can support it, because these are the exact ventures that we are responsible for supporting that happen in the communities. So I love that you're all doing this. I want Barbados to support this venture as well. I need Barbados to support this venture as well. Shout outs to DJ Cog, Wesley, my auntie over there in New York, locked on.
So Sluggy, if you don't mind, I just want to tell Barbados about the actual event next week.
Go ahead.
The poster. It's called Wonderland. It's a community fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 16th of September from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
St. Martin's Pasture, which is in St. Farlip, St.
Yes.
Philip.
Yes.
Kids are $3. Adults are $6.
Yes. From $6. 2 p.m.
From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Activities such as a bouncy house.
Yes.
Kids play section.
Yes.
There'll be entertainment.
Yes.
There'll be stalls, yummy food. And Kevon and the team will be able to tell us about much, much more that's happening next week, Saturday.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everyone locked on. Big ups to everyone in Ivy, Sweetness Dion, my lady, locked on. Big up to Mummy Grace. I know I love you. thanks for my auntie Val, my cousin Val, Dennis, Leonard, Lockton in Canada. Keep it locked. Everyone said the loving with the young people are doing, and the comments are getting that they would love to see other young people in other communities copying this and doing this, and how much that will really build back communities, Ollie. And I love that message that coming in. You know what I mean? If other young people copy what these are doing and do this in their communities, mm-hmm. it will have a severe impact on the entire island. I really love and support that. Now, Kevon, will you introduce me to the rest of your team and their role and what they would like to achieve from this event personally? Because you know the event means something different to everyone. Now, everyone obviously looking to help out the kids, but I want to hear from the rest of your team why it is important.
Yeah, definitely.
Why is it?
Okay, so.
Why is it important to them personally to be doing events and things like this?
Okay, great. I'll turn over to Nikki, and then the others would come on afterwards.
No problem.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Yes, please.
Thank you for having us here.
My pleasure, my
Hi,
pleasure.
Hi, Mr. Sluggy, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Hey, good.
And
you got Ollie and Philip
Uncle
K.
Ollie.
Yeah, and Philip K. Music locked on.
And Mr. Philip K., it's nice to meet you. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes, please.
First, I just want to say, mm-hmm. I am very observant. Mm-hmm. It could be loud at times,
yes.
But we know what is needed and what is not needed for our community.
Yeah,
from my experience, you know, everything wasn't always there for us, but what was needed was there.
Yeah.
Basic needs to carry us through.
That's so true.
And as I got older, I realized if I had more help into certain things, like I ran for Barbados. I did many things, mm-hmm. you know, but it wasn't always help in certain areas, like to talk or like, you know, with hygiene or certain little things as adding for this and adding for that. You know, it was a little hard for certain things. So in my contribution, I am very creative, so I help with the activities.
Yes.
So some of them is from way back in our historic culture. And I also want to do for the younger generation as small, let them know that they can be included, like the toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just briefly give you some of the activities I have here.
No problem. Let me go.
Okay, it's like a little act with King Jaro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, toss and catch.
Wait, making the act.
Pardon me?
Making the act too?
Yeah, a little something. Just a little role play, a little something.
I love it. Let me go.
It's like, what songs the letter? This is for the younger ones, remember. Uh-huh. Shapes and signs.
Uh-huh.
And we also are doing a body chart. You know, do you know where your finger is, where your nose is? You know, simple little ones.
Like and for the older ones. You.
Yeah, there are going to be prizes, actually.
I'm tripping some myself, really. Kiddies, you know, you make the kiddies feel fussy like this game.
I would be grateful.
The kids,
all in sight.
It's good to see kids having fun and learning at the same time. You know, that's a cool mix.
Yeah, and to be honest, with experience as from singing, mm-hmm. music helps me to learn better. So it is true what you are saying.
It's real.
So it's real. There will be spelling bees,
uh-huh.
Word trivias. To represent the history of Barbados, how good you know your heroes. So get ready, guys. You go do, and you should know it by heart. Mm-hmm. We actually have some additional heroes, so you can go and remember those, like Rihanna and stuff. So we are also doing spelling bees, run to parent, musical cheers, pinata, math cars. We are actually having a little talent show. We going to do some karaoke for the older people, but aye. With a talent show,
aye.
I need for children to come and sing their heart out.
Well, nothing. Do the children, you win in Santa karaoke?
Yes, everything is, we have, if you roll over, praise gift. If you thank, praise gift. Jump in, thank, praise gift. It's always, Kevon said, make sure everything goes.
Nick, if you do it, if you roll over.
If you roll over, praise gift. But in the inside, Kevon doesn't want nothing to stay behind. So once it's productive about, and a child even just do a bat flip, everything, and we are excited, that kid should have something. Any talent at all should be recognized. Not, there's no stupid question. There's nothing stupid about what you love. There's always something that we can find. Like a reusable bottle, we can take that and put some sand in it, and we have a beautiful vase. So we can reuse anything. Everything to do our art is also there as well in the activities. And we are going to have some Bible verses, you know, we get into any kind of verses once it's pertaining to our good health. And we're going to have some hygiene games.
I love this. Ollie want a little something from Philip here. I ain't learning to go along yet. I feel like keeping one of the whole evening. I love this.
Give them some albums too.
Some albums.
Yeah, I can donate some albums to that same venture too.
Oh yes, oh yeah, for sure, for sure. We can play some Philip K. I got one to cover.
I hope you're listening, and I hope you go to St. Martin's next week.
Yes. What time, Ollie?
2 to 7 p.m. Yes.
God pushes you into different seasons of growth.
Let's go from the top with Mr. Philip K. This one's called Sweet Melody.
Wonderland.
Yo. Look, when God pushes you into different seasons of growth, everything around you seems to be falling apart. Your pressure seems unbearable. It feels like a constant storm that refuses to cease. But notice, even in the midst of the storm, the pain, the frustration, the unknown, the stretching, know that Jesus is creating a song from your story. He is carefully producing a track that will minister to you and those around you in ways you've never imagined. Don't give up. Don't give in. Nah. As a matter of fact, smile. Lift your hands in victory. Dance even. Because the life we live, the life in Jesus, even through these circumstances, is a sweet, sweet melody.
It's a sweet melody.
Life it now sweeter, oh what a life that's now sweeter. Life this sweet melody, life this sweet melody, life this sweet melody, life this sweet melody. Don't give in to depression, cause life is a beautiful treasure. Discovery of harmony, skillfully playing together. So despite any hate, whenever you're hearing the thunder, it's a symphony, not a tragedy. So don't you retreat in the bunker. The thief come to lurk and to kill and to steal, but Jack come to give us life abundantly. The life that he breathes right into me gives me the strength to stand up on my feet. Studio hot, are you feeling the heat? The master musician producing the beat. The sound that he plays, put it on repeat. Because life is a sweet melody. Raise your hands, let me say. Shake up all the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody, walk out of the dark and come let me say. Life is a sweet melody, dance off the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody, oh yes.
Experiences make me wiser, so the days ahead will be brighter. Everything in life has to quantize, whenever we shout out Jehovah. The audio making me stronger, bring the treble and the bass little louder. The tempo of life, a nice 105, day upon the BPM counter. Look all around and I'm sure you will see, the blessing of life is what Christ gives to me. The mood and the groove, full of gratitude, thankful for the very air that I breathe. Lift up your voice cause it's time to be free. The tone of life, it is sweet therapy. Run it again, pull up the tune for me. Because life is a sweet melody. Raise your hands, let me say. Shake up all the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody. Walk out of the dark and come let me say. Life is a sweet melody. Dance off the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody. Life is a sweet melody. Raise your hands, let me say. Shake up all the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody, walk out of the dark and come let me say. Life is a sweet melody, dance off the problems, come let me say. It's a sweet melody, oh yeah.
St. Martin's Pasture. Kids, $3. Adults, $6. Join us for lots of fun bouncy holds, kids play a section, entertainment, stalls, yummy food, and so much more. Huge thank you to all the sponsors involved. Wonderland Community Fundraiser, September 16th. That is this Saturday coming. Not tonight. Next week, Saturday.
Next Saturday.
You understand? 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on St. Martin's Pasture. And we gain and support. And we gain and support. We gain and support. 434-1790. 434-1790. This is your favorite Uncle Sluggy. We got the Wonderland team on the Zoom. And we got my brethren, Philip K. Philip K. as a pastor's kid, like you mentioned. Was it pressure growing up, and did you ever succumb to that pressure and try to buckle?
There's always pressure when it comes to being a pastor's kid, you know. There's always that, all right, the eyes on you a little heavier because you got to be, you know, walk a certain way and think. However,
expectations.
Yeah, it's real high, you know. However, thank the Lord for my father. Shouts out to dad. He was not the conventional pastor. He allowed both myself and my brother to find out who we are. And our identity was not shaped based on the title as pastor's kid. But you had to find and navigate for ourselves. So the pressure was not as great because he established that from the get-go. Like, my children are different to your children.
Another lesson.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so we were not segregated into this. We are the Kelman family. It was just, you know, we are one. So
I like that.
That set the foundation for everybody else to look on.
I think that's a lesson for all parents, not just pastor parents. You know what I mean? Allow your kids to navigate their own path. You know what I mean? Guide them along the way, obviously, because you would have seen certain pitfalls. But essentially, you know what I mean? Let the kids lead.
They got to learn.
Lead their own lives. So shout out to your father. But that, to me, that's a lesson, Ollie, for all parents and leaders. Shout out to that. Wonderland team, shout out to Nikki. And we got Kian. We got Kevon. We got Roxy Queen, and we got, who the next one, Ollie?
Nikki, Kian, Kevon, Roxy Queen.
Who's Roxy Queen? Roxy Queen, what everybody name? What everybody name? What everybody name normally? Or so much bashment?
Good night.
Nikki, what everybody name? Let me top it, Nikki, for you, though, who do? Nikki?
Oh, wow. Nikki, you just turned me on to the bus.
It was supposed to be just Queen. I don't know what she did. It was supposed to be just Queen. But she wanted the world to know what type of queen she are. Like me or hate me, I am who I am.
I'm Roxy, man. That we talking about. Good night, Roxy, girl. How are you?
Good night. I'm good. And what about you?
Yeah, man. But I loving this event. When my girl said, girl holler, if you roll, if a chair roll over, a price.
Everyone will be going on with something.
You know what I mean?
That is correct.
Yeah, and the youths happy. What was your role on the team, and what do you want to see most from this event, Roxy?
Just that it will be successful. This will be our first time, and hopefully that we can go more, you know, we grow bigger and we get more people to come on board, and we can have it every year. My role here, everybody love a good food. Yeah. Bajan and Caribbean cuisine. I love my belly. So this is my part right here.
Bajan and.
So I'm just going to show out. Yeah, go ahead.
You still doing the food?
No, I just come in to play with the kids and eat as well.
you met Ollie laugh for his studio, but like, for his Lucy Ollie there. Tell me you coming to do again. Cause what Barbara?
I'm gonna back up all the vendors that we have. We have so much vendors that also come on board as well.
Yes,
I can list a few of them. We have the Beauty_Shop 246.
Yeah,
we have Maria's Variety Toys and More, which will be playing education boards, games. We have Berry Essential, Brianna Toys.
Yes,
you know, we can have some good popcorn, cotton candy. To list some of the foods as well, we will have like pigtail, good rice and peas, drinks, and peas, you know. Yeah. Yes. we're gonna have We have Snakata, that will also Snahu? Be one of our bangers.
Snahu?
Snakata.
That is only that's only making trailing around but crow. That's totally that's going through the hype for a snack attack. All that's totally through the running boat, jumping boat, snack attack. Man, I love it. I love it.
Yes, and then we're also gonna have Infinity Delights. We will have like still some nice healthy stuff too as well. You bring back the Bajan bread, the banana bread, the coconut bread.
So these things are going to be on sale.
Yes, please.
That's so good. We ain't got any juices too. Like, you can really get any golden apple juice or anything. So
we will try for you.
We will try for you. So we love that we're talking about. That we talk about Wonderland. This is a community fundraiser. It's called Wonderland. September 16th. That's Saturday. Next week Saturday. 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. is on St. Martin's Pastor. You can't miss it. Just $3 for children and adults, $6. $3 for our children and adults, $6. We got the callers, the phone lines here going crazy. For time, me just holler, call me. These phone lines just go crazy. I'm not ignoring you all on purpose. Well, actually, that's a lie. I was ignoring you all on purpose. I can't lie. You know you're retarded, so you can't lie. But I can take a call now, or you can take one, at least. We can take one. Thank you very much. Good evening. This is the boy, Uncle Slug. You know the phone is getting crazy, so I'm sorry for holding on so long. Talk to me.
Nah, it's all right. All is well. Get it down. How you doing? All
right. This sound like K-O-G, Kingdom of God, DJ Cog.
Sluggy, don't hog, just Cog.
No, so you hear Philip K music? Wonder if you like Philip K music.
You
talk
know
to me.
What's happening? You know how we do it? We always bring positivity in terms of your program, and then you're able to profess the
perfect
faith. I want some good forward for him, as he said that. Yeah, we're talking about.
Yes.
This is the reason why I listen to this program, because I just love that vibe. I love to hear positive music with those
Philip
kind of
rhythms. Philip K music, man.
Yeah, man. Philip K.
Listen, where you live, Wano? Where you live, though? Where you live?
I live in Claremont.
Where that is Claremont?
Yeah, sorry. Glenar Gardens, Claremont. That's above Warrens, above Inchgate, what was formerly.
Oh, good. So what we want you to do? We want you to do use Brave or use Catch Bus or use Gad Rock?
Both. All of the above.
Good. So we want you to do. What you want you to do? Mm-hmm. We going out. I can be blazing some Philip K at this
event. Sweet. Bless.
Good. This is September 16th. Yeah. 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you ain't got no transport, make sure I get you there. I want you and your family.
Well, thank you. Now, I can go, but I have to. Well, no,
I want,
no,
listen to me.
I'm obliged to you, sir. As they say in Parliament, I'm obliged to you.
I want you. I want you and the family come out, Cog.
Yeah, man.
To this event, September 16th. September 16th. And they got the city and got enough food. The city and got banana bread. I know I can't tell you, sir, Roxy.
Coconut bread and sweet bread and everything.
And coconut. Roxy, hold on, Cog. Give me 1 minute. Roxy, tell me again.
Is correct.
Go ahead. Plug what we began to eat at this event, man. Go ahead, Roxy. Let me hear.
Yeah, so we're going to have rice and peas, barbecue, chicken, pigtails, drinks and more, macaroni pie, soup.
I hear something about something.
Then we're going to have, we have different treats as well. As you walk in, we have treats to give away for free. Then we also have some on sale, hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. Yes, definitely.
And a whole snack.
And then for the banana bread, coconut bread.
Yes.
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 Cakes, all that good stuff.
Yes, Barbie, just want to hear that. 434-1790, Cog, talk to me. What else do you have to tell me this evening, my brother?
Look, I'm encouraging everybody in this National Peace Program and on your vibe. On your line, on your line, the Sluggy Dan.
Yeah, he grateful. I want more people to donate.
Everybody, please give the man something. He deserves it. He's doing a lot for Barbados, and Barbados needs them that not are thinking about themselves, but are thinking about what their country can do for them. And I think that when you brought on Philip K tonight, Sluggy Dan, I really think that it brought a special blessing to the program.
Yeah.
You know, my blessings come from you.
The message.
So I want to thank you that you're able to. As I pray for your mercy, you know, just that because, you know, be more merciful to the Bim Got Talent and give more donations to him.
Yeah, shout out to my youngsters. Shout out to my youngsters on Baby Got Talent. Big up, big up Auntie Judy, Auntie Val, big up Lauren, big up DJ Cog on the line, big up Ronald, big up Ryan, and we got some bags, some lunches, some lunch boxes, Ollie. We got some food supplies, we got some books, some paints, some pencils. I'll be able to deliver some to some youngsters tomorrow. We have some young people from St. Philip and Hilda Scheme Primary School.
Thank you. You know, we got more, school more had a, love, more vibes. And
Hilda Scheme Primary School had a camp, and we donating to about 60 the children tomorrow. So, biggest to everybody donating to BIM Got Talent. I want to continue donating to BIM Got Talent. DM BIM Got Talent.
Please,
or call or WhatsApp me, 236-3534. Go ahead, call, giving you the last word.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. My last word is that, Philip K, I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. The vibe is great. Everything looking nice. And you know, I had a national initiative for service excellence one time. But this is the national initiative for Christian excellence.
Bye. Vibe
and your song is so sweet. And I want to listen. I want you to tell me where you're at so that I could get your music. If it's on YouTube, let me know so that I could blaze it every time that I...
Oh, yes, we're going to announce that before he leaves.
That kind of music. So
we're going to announce where you can find me before he leaves for sure. Yes, big up. DJ Cog. Yes, God bless you too. Thanks for...
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, 4341790, 4341790, and probably take one more call, might or might not. Don't hold me to that, please. Don't hold me to it. Thanks, good night to Wonderland in the house. Mm-hmm. Philip K Music. Now, where can we find this album?
The album is actually on all streaming platforms.
Uh-huh.
And you can also get your physical copies from me, CD or download card.
Mm-hmm.
And we can work something out.
I tell them how you download. This is the download card here.
Yeah. So when you get your download card, you type in the link in your browser and your computer, your phone, put in your secret code, and you get the whole album. The
secret code is coming rip off something.
No, right in the middle of the album, you see the secret code in the middle there.
Right.
On the live, you can see the code there. Don't give you code because somebody could download you. You think?
Well, I got three, so the only game one. So look,
but you see that
code. Anybody up on my live know Philip K or BIM Got Talent, when they look at it and download this one here, look.
And you get your whole album on all streaming platforms.
Yes. I love it. And the messages sounded good.
No,
you got to tell me about some people that work on your album where you...
For sure.
You got to. You can't don't give them a big heel.
Big heel. So first, let me shout out the only feature on the album, my brother, Red Boy. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to Jacob Lawrence, who's on the live, saying that he also worked on the production. But he was a part of one of the tracks, Fly Away, on that album as well.
Fly Away?
Yeah, Fly Away.
Look for that one. Ollie, look for... Fly Away, you got
Fly
it?
Away.
We can listen, we can stick a pin there. We can take a listen to Fly Away. When we come back, we can talk to Wonderland, Ollie. We can hear from each member of the community again why they know that this would be a great event and why they want Barbados to come out, not just their community, why they want the entire public of Barbados to come out and support this event. They want an answer from each member of the community. After we come back, you said J.C. Lawrence on this production?
Correct.
J.C. Lawrence on the production. VOB 92.9 FM. This is the boy Uncle Sluggy, Philip K Music. The song name is Fly Away.
That's right.
Fly Away by Philip K Music.
Fly Away. Spread your wings and fly away. Spread your wings and flies, fly away. Spread your wings and flies, fly away. Spread your wings and flies, fly away. Like an eagle walking on the ground, that's how you're moving. When your place of abode is on top of mountain, why are you thinking small and then putting limits on your dreams and your goals? No. Free up, break down every cage in your mind that you construct. Don't use contentment as an excuse now to back up. Let the Holy Spirit guide you as you rise up and give it your all. And spread your wings and fly, fly away. Spread your wings and fly, fly away. Spread your wings and fly.
Wait, Ollie, listen to me, right on 92.9, we're going to tell me this is the first time ever, don't do pull-ups on VOB 92.9, I just only do this on Tuesdays and Wednesdays on 95.3, so for the first time ever, first guest ever, I have to put up a brand up from the top, Ollie, this one is called Fly Away, Production by J.Cole, Lawrence, I loving the vibe. We got Wonderland putting it inside all the next week, Saturday, don't forget 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. St. Martin's Pasta, Wonderland, $3 for children, $6 for adults. We're going to St. Martin's right now, we can fly away.
Like an eagle walking on the ground, that's how you're moving. When your place of abode is on top of mountain, why are you thinking small and then putting limits on your dreams and your goals? No, no, free up, break down every cage in your mind that you construct. Don't use contentment as an excuse now to back up. Let the Holy Spirit guide you as you rise up and give it your all and spread your wings and fly, fly away. 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 Don't let fear get the best of you. You've been given a spirit of love and a sound mind, and don't forget, power, my friend, my heart is real confident in you, cause yeah, we are flying next to you, so don't just stress, you know. So my friend, I no longer sit down on the ideas the plans the Lord give you, put them into motion now. Don't be afraid to get it wrong, one or two or three or four times, it's all a part of growth. Spread your wings and fly, fly away. 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 Spread your wings and fly, fly away.
Big up. Big up to J.Cole, Lawrence on the production. That one called Fly Away, written by who?
Me.
Written by who?
Written by Philip K.
And sung by who?
By Philip K as well, too.
Co-produced, too?
Co-production, J.Cole Lawrence. Big up, J.Cole Lawrence.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
My thing.
Sprinkling his magic on it. And
Sprinkling.
Yeah. Showed us the Akil Daily Locked On,
yeah.
Akil, and Akil is the director of the National Peace Program, and like the challenge they also put to Barbados, as long as it legal and positive, let us know. As long as it legal and positive, what Akil and the National Peace Program did is take away the excuse, man. They ain't there for young people to do, they're not opportunities. What Akil did is totally take away that excuse.
Correct.
You want to do it? It legal, it positive, come and talk to me. You know what I mean? We totally take away that excuse. So big ups to Akil Daily, National Peace Program, and of course, you know, the field coordinator. So we both down there in every single community, and then it's nothing but positive messages, positive vibes and community. They go on a shout out now to the Wonderland crew. Wonderland crew is having an event. I'll even ask a question that you could party outside so the live could hear it too. But Wonderland crew is having an event on September 16th, it is, September.
Next week, Saturday.
Yeah, next week, Saturday is at St. Martin's Pastor, St. Philip, and is the fundraising event, you know, and Kevon, who's just 24 years old, you know, you got an entire team here with him, and they're putting on, go ahead, Ollie.
Was Kevon on your program before, Sluggy?
I'm not sure.
Mr. Bavel, were you on the program before, sir?
Yes, please.
Yes, because it does sound familiar.
On a clean name? On a clean name company?
He does. A very, very exciting and positive young man.
Oh, yes. He was the top man doing positive work. See, and these are the type of people, Ollie, right, that we need to make. We keep saying, and shout out to Akil for this. We keep saying, go and make positive people popular. And start trying to force popular people to be positive.
Well, the thing that stands out for me, Sluggy, is you did a program with him. I think it was a lot. earlier this year.
Yeah.
And he's such a humble guy. He didn't mention nothing about this. And yeah. here he is helping people in a very, very big way. So Barbados, Barbados, you really got to take notice of some of these people around you and support them. His name is Kevon Bovell.
Yeah.
And his top tier cleaning services, Kevon?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Top tier.
Good. So now we can start with Kevon and then we can go to the entire team. And they want to hear from you all. Why should Barbados come out and support this event? And what this event means to you. We're going to hear from the entire team. Ali, Patrick, outside, so Barbados can hear. Kevon, handing over to you, and you will see who's going next. He's sure for the next 5-7 minutes. It's all yours. People, this is Wonderland team, and it's Kevon Bovell and the group of young persons who are doing wonderful work in the communities and giving back to young persons like themselves. And I'm extremely proud to say I'm a part of this, you know, supporting this and pushing this all the way. So, Wonderland and team, the show is yours.
Hey, thanks, Sluggy and Ollie. Well, for me, I do think what this event do means a lot to me, honestly, to see that I can, well, that I am going all out and doing so much that I would be able to assist these kids with the back-to-school packages. And I mean, the support that I got so far is amazing. From the team itself and then from persons who were reaching out about assisting and coming on board, because for this to be our first event, and we are getting so much persons reaching out in terms of sponsorship and actually coming on board to assist us is amazing. And also, I think that this would be a great experience for the kids and their family to at least come out just the weekend before school start to, you know, have some fun and not only come out, you know, but there are other activities, as in educational activities, fun activities and stuff. There will be treats like the others mentioned and stuff. And we actually just looking to give the kids a great experience and hoping that we can go forward again with this next year and for years to come. That's it for me. I am pleased with everything and I just feel blessed right now, honestly. Honestly, I just feel blessed to see the support and the outcome of the event itself. My team could tell you that. I am really grateful. I would let Shanika or Ashley or one of those go next.
I will go next. Right. So as you were saying, why it's important to us, Sluggy, and you mentioned something about community. And, you know, there's this saying that it takes a village to raise one child, which is very true and very important. For me personally, I grew up in the bracket of not really having the affordability to go to school, actually. I grew up with my grandmother. My mom died at a very young age. So I didn't have that extra support. But what really carried me through were the people that came and assisted me as I was growing up, especially when I was in secondary school. I had some wonderful teachers who were there to support me and give me that helping hand when I needed it. And that is why this event is so special to me, because now I have the opportunity to do that for somebody who might really need it. And without that community, without those people who gave me that extra help and support and, you know, let me know that it was not impossible and that school was not something outside of my reach, that is what I want other children to experience. I want them to have that experience to know that this is not something out of your reach. It's not impossible for you. You have that support of someone who is there to make sure that you get through it, you can accomplish your dreams, you can get to where you want to be. And so that is why this event is very, very important. That is why the whole of Barbados should attend. That is why they should support in whatever way they could, because you can be saving someone's life. You can be saving their future. And as I said before, human resource is the greatest resource that a country can have. So you want all of your young people to be bright and successful. You want them to be able to contribute to society. You want them to be able to be full functioning members. And that's what that's what this event is about, to make us all successful members of society.
Nice. I love that. I love that. Next person.
Hi. Yes, well, this is Nikki. Shanika, you going?
You can go if you want.
Let Shanika go. Shanika, you go. Yes.
Okay. So for me, growing up at school, I was in Key Club. So I was the president of Key Club at that as well. So from an early age, I was always assisting. And, you know, for clubs like that in school, it was all about charity and giving back. So from young, growing up into doing that, it really, you really, if you're not in the position of needing help, but when you then go and do these different types of services and help try to assist people, then it put you on the spot or really put you in the middle of stuff to show you, like, this is what's happening. This person, like, this is, you know, as Nikki said earlier, that, you know, her mom died at early age, only had a grandmother there to assist, but other people come and
Nikki,
help.
Not Nikki. Ashley, sorry to cut you.
Sorry, Ashley. Sorry, yes, for Ashley. So, like, coming aboard and, you know, everybody hands on that. That really speaks volume and show me the way to want to give and to see that other children that who are having a hard time, to see that everyone succeed and to learning and everyone is there to help them along the way.
Lovely. Lovely. I love it. September 16th, St. Martin's, Pastor Ollie, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wonderland is a fundraising event. $3 for children, $6 for adults. There's going to be lots of food, Bajan delicacies as well. Lots of fun games for the children and lots of prizes and giveaways. And it's a fundraising event. The funds go towards giving back to the kids for back to school, and I absolutely love it. Wonderland team, great job. You all spoke very well today. I absolutely enjoyed you. Looking forward to hearing from you much more. I have a show on Tuesdays also. Make sure to give you all some time on Tuesday to speak about the event. I love to see young people coming together to do things like this. You know, I always have this strong belief that is you all who have to do things like these. Of course, yes, personally, like myself, my age, and, you know, Ollie and Ronnie of us, we have to support as well. But I think it's important that the youth do events catering to the youth, you know, and we step aside, cheer on, and support that. And that's what I intend to do for the rest of my days, you know, empower youth to do things like this. So you all have my support 1,000%. For sure. And like I said, you can make sure the National Peace Program on board to support something like this as well. So I want to wish you all a great night, and you all be hearing from me for sure. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, no problem.
Hi, Mr. Sluggy. I would like to say what is important to me.
Go ahead.
This is Nikki. I didn't get a chance to say it. But I know it's going to come off. Okay, thank you. I know that it's going to come off because this is about empowering the youth in a good way.
Yes.
And the children tend to gravitate to positivity, fun, dancing, you know, gathering. And everybody loves a gift, you know. I like that the children can come and express their hidden talents. Parents would be proud to know, you know, some of the toddlers and other ones, what they taught them at home, they can be able to display and showcase what they have learned at home and play. And I also want to get in about the future. We should be excited and want our children to be excited about the future. We got to want to do things that make us want to live. You know what I mean? It can't always be about problems. Every day you don't want to wake up in the morning and it's a problem. You know
all.
What I mean?
That can't be all.
Yeah.
It's real.
We got to look at things that inspire us about the future. And I feel that telling our story let us other people know that, you know, if you are something out there you're going through, that you can overcome it.
Yes.
And everything, you never know, it can be a survival guide for another person, how to get through life, how to make it. We are here, we have survived, and we are continuing on our journey. So I just want to say thank you for having us, and thanks Ollie and Slucky.
Much love to you, team. Nikki. Barbados from St. Lucie to St. Philip. Listen,
yes.
I hope y'all could feel the energy from these people, because I really hope, I'm going to be at work next week, Saturday, unfortunately, I won't be able to go, but I hope a lot of people go and support this wonderful event.
Basically, come through for me when they get met. Sure, when they come through for Uncle, Barbados is going to go and support this event. I have no doubt. So far, so good. You know, anything we ask the public to support, they support very good. And sure, I'm thankful for that. You know, I don't take it for granted. You know, the power you may have or the influence. So I can make sure you throw everything behind these and make sure people come out. So that's the problem. Wonderland crew, I got one about for sure. And again, see one on Tuesday. I can stay on another Zoom link on Tuesday. I have a show on 95.3. So in giving us some time on Tuesday to push this event as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the youth in the community.
Yes, manners, Ollie, another Philip Kier. That's the let one. They got here, they got 300 in there.
There's a lot in here, Philip. I want
to mix up. Play mix up. Mix up. Talks up. Sluggy, mix up. Mm-hmm. Speaks about gossip. You know, that's one thing that I believe that we should talk about. We should talk about gossip, but don't gossip. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Put the slant out of your mouth, all the backbiting, that kind of thing. We ain't mixing up with that idea. So run through. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, yeah, nah, nah, nah. Yo, me nah mix up in a drama. Don't bother give me the message, me nah spread no rumor. Hey, I know deceitful talk round here, that's the mantra. Oh, so when they ask me a question, no tengo nada. No tengo nada. I just uplift one another. Hey, edify you with your words to your brother and sister. James for 11, that one's just about slander. Hey, you see that gossip thing, it does spread like cancer. It does spread like cancer. In a that, me not mix up. The lies and gossip thing, me not deal with that, me not mix up. The lies and slander, when me not deal with that, me not mix up. Nah, the lies and gossip thing, me not deal with that, me not mix up. Yeah, be up like a dog, them a bag running wild in the street with them trash after dark now. They take your life, man, they don't have no heart. Wolf in sheep clothing, who thinks say them smart now? But bring your problems, come just share, cause that will help to guide all my prayers. But before you turn them out, start to burn, and soon all your problems spill everywhere. Now let me warn, though you know very well, you will reap what you sow and you're planting your hell now. Cause every story is not yours to tell. Go and mind your business, find where truth to sell now. So change your diet for the gossip and the seed, cause them kind of food only make the body weak. So when you start to serve and you see me turn me back, no straight, me no deal up in a dot.
Me no dot, me no mix up. The lies and gossip thing, me no deal with that, me no mix up. The lies and slandering, me no deal with that, me no mix up. Nah, the lies and gossip thing, me no deal with that, me no mix up. No, that me no mix up.
Nice. So where the idea for this song came from?
So, you know, oftentimes we think that, you know, being in the Lord and in the kingdom, there are certain things that don't really apply to you. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of the things that we don't speak about enough is gossip and slandering, mm-hmm, and the backbiting. And unfortunately, it can creep into the church. But we stand against that. We ain't mixing up in a drama. If you about drama, I ain't about it. Don't mix me up in it. Don't call me name, because I'm talking about the name. You know what I mean? So that just adds to something that I wanted to share earlier. This album speaks about a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a bit of about gossip. We got things speaking directly to depression and suicide, feeling abandoned, running away from sin. You know, it's a holistic, I would say, album. So I believe that some song in this album will touch somebody.
That for sure. For sure. No, what give you the courage, right, to stand firm on messages like these? Because, you know, some things might offend some people, you know, especially saying, listen, it can't creep into the church, you know. It can't happen. We do have it, but we ain't dealing with that. We stamp it out, you know what I mean? Where that courage comes from, or who it comes from to give that courage to me, these is the things they stand for, and they stand firm on these here. Don't care who vets or not. Where that courage comes from?
That was cultivated because of intimacy, and I know my purpose. That's the truth. Nice. I know what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
So my mission and my vision and my heart is to promote positivity, to promote the messages of Jesus in everything I do. So just like how you got a mission and a purpose, and Ollie as well. My mission and my purpose is to proclaim that message. So that's my heart, to be honest. That's my heart. And again, it's positive. Like you are also stressing the peace program.
Yeah.
Really good initiative. They also partnered with Echo Nation as well at a Resilient concert.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
We did.
Doing great things, and that is my passion and my drive.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice. I love that. The passion, the drive, and the message. Sweet melody.
Sweet melody.
Where did the name come from?
So the concept basically says, listen, life in Christ is sweet. Even though we going through challenges, like just like how you going through challenges.
Yeah.
We got circumstances that the same way that you got circumstances.
Yeah, the same way.
You know, the rainfall and the just and the unjust. We all in the same thing.
Yeah.
But life in Jesus is a sweet melody. So that's the concept, and the message behind it is that the Lord is writing your story. And your story may sound different to mine. Your story may be a classical. Ollie's story may be a reggae. My story may be dancehall. By the end of the day, your story can inspire mine. Mine can inspire Ollie. Ollie can inspire you. And that's a circle.
No.
You know what I mean?
If it's the answer, no. What made you sure that this is the way? What made you as a person sure that Jesus is the way? That his message and his word is the way? That his way of life and his purpose is the way? What made you as a man sure that his message is the way? And can you relay that message to us that it may also help us to be sure that he is the way?
The word of God says, and Jesus said himself, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father unless he comes through me.
Correct.
And that is my conviction. That is something that I stand by and I live by, and that's my message, and the root of my message is to proclaim that. Right? I can give you a million testimonies as to why that is so. But with how I have seen the Lord work in my life, Sluggy, to be honest with you, I have seen him come through for me in several different ways. Overcoming moments of depression, overcoming lack of identity, don't know, I know who he is. You know what I mean? And that being solidified in him and walking, that is my conviction.
No.
In my heart.
No. Is there any song from the album called All The Songs Here? Is there any song that we haven't played yet that can help us understand that even more, even better? If there was to be a song before we end that you could say, listen, play this one. Yeah. This will help you understand what you're trying to say. What song would that be? Put you on the spot, no.
Put me on the spot, no.
Take your time. There's a lot, correct. So take your time.
Never Leave.
Never Leave.
Never Leave.
Never Leave.
Play Never Leave.
People, Never Leave by Philip K Music. We got Nikki still up on the Zoom. Nikki, don't move. Thank you for staying true, liming and chilling with us. Biggest to Nikki. Biggest to Mummy Grace on the outside. Yes. You know I love you, locked on. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Your boy Uncle Ollie and Sluggy. Let me go.
Well, Sluggy, before we play the song, because we got to wrap up, so we're going to let that song finish the show. I'm going to let you have your closing comments along with Philip and Nikki if she wants to jump in.
My closing comments is thanks, Barbados, for your support and love. I don't take your all support and love for granted. And next week Saturday, St. Martin's, we want all of you to come out and support Wonderland. Come and support Wonderland. I'm telling everybody that support BIM Got Talent and our back school drive, thank you so much. If you want to donate, first pay is 246-236-3534.
246-236-3534. Just have about 50 more students to help. So donate whatever you can. And you can let Philip tell you all where to find his music, where to find him on social media. Then they can ask Nikki to come in and wrap up and tell you about the event. If she's still there, if she isn't, all you will end the show. Boom.
Again, much love to the 92.9 crew. Thanks for the opportunity. You can find me on all streaming platforms, Philip K Music, on all YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Philip K Music. Philip with two L's.
Yeah, Philip with two L's. I love that. Big up Dion Lockton, like always, you know, baby girl, enough love for you all the time. Shout out to my whole Bim Got Talent crew, Auntie Shirley. Love you. Keep it locked on. Everybody in New York, Celeste Watson, thank you for all the lovely donations as well. Remember, 246-236-3534. Now donate wherever you can. Ollie?
Yeah.
Well, Nikki, are you still here, Nikki? Because we're going to let you talk to us just a little bit more about Wanderland next week.
We can end the show with you
telling us about Wanderland over
time. I think that is wonderful. How about coming to Wanderland September the 16th, 2 to 7, guys? There's going to be a wide experience. Who know what you can do? There's hoops, there's loops, there's food, there's laughter, there's cheer. Come and sing a song at your own expense. There'll be gifts for the children, you know. And once everybody's happy, my team is happy. Just say once again, for a brave youth like Kevin, for sharing his dream. Everybody likes to keep their dream without sharing it and seeing where it can help other people along the way. I just want to say thank you guys for letting him and other people who has a similar dream know that it is capable, and there's someone there in the red can help you. Sluggy, thank you so much.
Manners and respect.
Have a good night.
Be a generator, my right.
Let me say the guy that is singing, beautiful.
Yeah, Philip K. Music. Philip K. Music, the lady tell you beautiful music.
Thank you so much. I am not hearing see, so
yeah, beautiful music. Yeah. Manners.
You find me alone, rejected and abused, confused and broken. I was left on my own, with nowhere to stay. I felt abandoned by everyone that I've known. No one to turn to, my faith was shaken. But you said come home, but you said come home. Cause you have made for me a secret place, and I'll stay there forever. In your arms I feel secure, and I will stay in them forever. Cause Lord, you never leave. Took the finest clothes and dressed them all around me, yeah. Ta-da-da. Sacrificed the mess for me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nothing could ever separate me from your love, yeah. You have made